Let's sit down with Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB. It's time for our regular weekly catch-up as we look at some of the big stories coming from the UK Sight Loss Charity. Matt, thank you very much for joining us. David Clark was in the chair for you last week, but you're back.
Yeah, I'm sure David did a much better job than I would have done. So, well done, David. Thank you. And I'm delighted to be back, Alan, with you this week. Yeah, good speech. You'll
never believe it, but you managed to get sport into the discussion.
I'm sure he did.
We've got a few topics to discuss today, but let's start off with a look at properties. Is something we should really talk about. RNIB's HQ, you've got more news on that for us. But recently, obviously, the weather has affected a lot of people. And RNIB, your head office in Judge Street, was also affected by the downpours.
I was away last week and not in Judge Street, our London office, but we had, a sort of biblical deluge, and we had a couple of flat roofs on the first floor, and the water sort of came into the office through some skylights on the flat roofs. So we had to evacuate the office because there was some of the office that was really very wet and water coming in through the ceiling. And the team did a sort of brilliant job, exiting the building and getting in all the appropriate remedial work. And the good news is, we opened on Monday this week and you'd hardly noticed that we'd had any water coming into the building. So we did a good job and we've recovered. And, as people know, we're only in that building for a few more months, really until January. And before Christmas, we should move into our new London office. And the good news last week was we signed a contract with the person who's going to fit it out, and they're already on site, doing the work, which will take about 3 months. And then by the end of November, we should be ready to sort of move into the new building in London, which will be smaller, which suits us post-COVID, and much better from a sort of accessibility perspective, which is clearly really important for the RNIB. So, we managed last week well, but maybe the bigger news last week was the commitment and the going forward with the new building. We've over the last few years, we've actually been getting out of property in net terms because we've had lots of space regionally that we haven't really been using and it's been costly. So we've actually sort of shrunk our property footprint. But what we are really committed to is making sure we've got a strong presence in the devolved nations, in the capitals. So in Edinburgh, in Belfast and Cardiff, and we've been investing in those teams actually in total over the last sort of year or two. And part of that is making sure we've got a strong office in those countries. And actually we've also done it in our other office in England, which is in Peterborough, where we've moved office about 15 months ago. And we've got a much better office now than we had up to that time. So yeah, we are going to commit some effort and resources across all the devolved nations in making sure we've got a very appropriate office space for our teams in those countries. Yeah.
Now, going to talk about employment. There's some new starts at RNIB, but also we're going to chat a little bit about a partnership with Thomas Pocklington Trust, looking at more internships for blind and partially sighted people.
Yeah, part of what we've been doing as RNIB and what we've been working very closely with our partner charities in the BI sector is on employment generally. It's a scandal how a lot of people, blind and partially sighted people who want to get into work, aren't. And it's a nonsense that we have a lot of vacancies and still a lot of blind and partially sighted people trying to get a job. That's just not right, is it? So, we need to put our money where our mouth is, and we've been working on a number of things. We're working with our good friends at Thomas Pocklington Trust. We've got 20 internships for this year where we'll help get people into that internship in a local society or somewhere relevant within the sector, and they'll get valuable work experience. And we'll get to a point, I think, where many people will use that as a stepping stone, having got that work experience sort of under their belt into a paid role. And we know we've done that last year with a number of people within the RNIB. So great, we can do that with Thomas Pocklington Trust. And I would really expect that many of those 20 who get those internships this year will be able to go on to sort of gainful employment either within the sector or using that as a springboard into another role. And I think it's just part of the commitment and the imagination we need to show to get people into work as an organisation. As the RNIB, we're up to 19% of the workforce at the moment are blind and partially sighted, which is good. I don't quite know what the right target is. It's probably more than 19%, certainly. And we need to be thinking very cleverly of all the different routes to bring people into the organisation, depending on, the skill set, their age, what they want to do, the capability. There's lots of different ways we can support people into work. And it's a big part of what we're doing. And as we've talked to Alan many times, we're keen to go out and influence society, influence companies, institutions, corporations to be taking on more blind and partially sighted people. So far this year, we've got 7 major employers signed up to our Visibly Better employment standards, which really means they should be able to sort of recruit, induct, train, and sort of support and maintain blind and partially sighted staff in the workplace. The big one we've signed up is Tesco's, who employ, you know, 350,000 people. So should be plenty of scope for employing blind and partially sighted people. As I say, we've got 7 signed up. And at the moment, so far this year, we've got 55 people into work. And that's a good start, but it's only a start. We want to try and get hundreds and then ultimately over 3 years, sort of thousands into work. But 55 is not a bad start for a few months this year.
And if you would like more information on the topics we've been discussing or would like to find out more about RNIB's services, then please do get in touch on the website. It's rnib.org.uk. And the helpline is on 0303 123 9999. And if you have an Amazon Echo device, just ask Lady A to call RNIB's helpline. Run out of time once again, Matt. I will catch up with you again next week. But thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
My pleasure, Alan. Lovely to speak to you again, and a lot to look forward to coming up. So, look forward to talking a bit more about it next week when we speak.